Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a bookend to bird flu.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. After months of volatility, egg prices are holding steady. The average cost of a dozen was less than $2.50 in August. That's far lower than the average of more than $8 recorded in March. Those numbers are according to the USDA. The stability comes as a bird flu outbreak winds down in Ohio. Shay Frank, food insecurity and agriculture reporter with Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO, has been following the issues, and she joins us now. Hey, Shay.
Hi, Claire.
So take us back to December when the epidemic broke out. What happened?
Yeah, so when I spoke with Jim Jacaris with the Ohio Poultry Association, he said they were first notified about a flock of birds that were showing symptoms and there was increased mortality. And so they started testing. And then on Christmas Eve of that year, they got the notification that it was indeed that avian bird flu. So that is highly pathogenic. The cycle began from there. It just kind of kept going and going over the course of a few months, 3.5. And they saw that in the end, there were a total of 74 farms that were affected, and 70 of those were actually commercial operations. And those were in West Central Ohio for the most part. So that's kind of a good example of why it might have impacted our egg cost a little more, because those numbers really were higher in commercial flocks. There were some backyard flocks, but the spread really came from those commercial producers.
How many chickens are we talking about here? How many had to be euthanized?
The Ohio Department of Agriculture said producers in the state destroyed more than 15 million birds in that latest outbreak, because at one point, Ohio actually had the most cases of bird flu in the country.
Killing those birds was obviously one step. What else did officials do to respond to this epidemic?
Further on down the road, they've been doing a lot more mitigation practices. So just overall changing their sanitation practices so that they can prevent the introduction of any type of foreign animal disease from the start. Other mitigation programs were put in place that they're trying to prevent some of these wild birds that carry that bird flu while they're migrating from landing or being attracted to the areas where these production facilities are. So it's preventing, you know, from the start where they might land and bring the outbreaks to the facilities. And that's just at the statewide level. But overall, I know Ohio has been working with the USDA with their five-pronged response. There's a lot of different aspects to that response. It was a major investment, up to $1 billion to combat avian bird flu. Comes down to, you know, they invested in better biosecurity measures, like I mentioned before, trying to prevent it from the start. They increased relief aid and are trying to reaccelerate repopulation. And they removed some, you know, regulatory issues on the chicken and egg industry to try to keep innovation and reduce consumer prices. Like we talked about, those egg prices going up, they're finally coming back down. But they're also exploring pathways with vaccines, therapeutics, and other strategies for protecting those egg-laying chickens, just so that they can reduce those future instances of depopulation.
Where would you say this industry stands now in Ohio? How is it doing after what was undoubtedly, you know, one of their hardest years in recent memory?
Yeah, so when I spoke with Jacaris, he said that Ohio currently has 35 to 36 million commercial-laying egg hens. But before the outbreak, it was closer to 42 million. That doesn't necessarily include, you know, smaller farms or facilities, but we're kind of building back up towards those numbers after decreasing it by more than 15 million. When I spoke with him, he said, we've put a quote unquote bookend on this outbreak, but there's always a fear for the future because every migratory season, those wild birds can carry a new outbreak. So he's saying, you know, looking forward, we are better prepared because we are now able to anticipate kind of what happened last year.
Shay Frank with Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.